13 past 7 o'clock. Still some clouds out there. Should be a nice day on the balance. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. St. Clair has a very interesting playground. It's the Imagination Station. I remember when they built the Imagination Station, and now it's time to redo it. Hale Walker is here with the St. Clair Rotary Club. Hale, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
The Rotary Club is stepping up and saying we need to help kids out and rebuild this Imagination Station.
Well, this should be a fun story for both you and your listeners, because you're a big part of this story.
I had forgotten all about this, but go ahead.
Okay, so in 1994, St. Clair and the surrounding townships really undertook what is one of the premier projects that they've ever done. Yeah. And it's not just because of the money that was contributed, but they literally had hundreds of citizens that participated in building the Imagination Station. I talked to somebody this last Sunday, who is now an elderly gentleman who was very involved in doing that, and Melvin Westrick. And so the Rotary Club of St. Clair is really getting behind and taking the lead on the rebuild of the Imagination Station because, and I think your listeners will understand, if you take just a part of it and you take a look at the tires, playing on the tires, well, today, the only thing you can replace those tires with is steel-belted tires, and you can't use that. We've all cut into a tire and seen how sharp that is and how dangerous it is.
Yeah.
So there are things like that that just have to be done.
Right.
And here's the fun part. So a guy that you know and like a friend of ours, Paul Dingeman, from Community Television, CTV in St. Clair, put together, he brought out the archives of the videos and put together this 15-minute video. And the person that's doing television at the time is none other than Paul Miller, just a touch younger.
Headline News, Local Edition. I remember that. It was funny, Hale, as I've met people as adults who were kids working on that project. Say, I remember when you came and did a TV story on that.
It really was. So here we're doing a presentation at St. Clair Rotary the other day. And on the film, the head chef at the River Crab is a kindergarten kid telling the film of what he wants, this octopus that is what his vision is. So it's amazing.
It's like a time capsule.
It really is. My son-in-law is out there today as a first grader, and today he's got four children who are playing on the Imagination Station.
Yeah.
So it is, I'm absolutely confident we're going to have enormous support for this. But one of the things that we're trying to be very careful of is the first professional recommendation was to tear it down and rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be very difficult. One is it's wood, and today you just don't see many of the wood playgrounds anymore. And then, you know, the love that we talked about from the people who have that vested interest.
Yeah, this was a community project.
It really was.
And as much as it might make sense to just make it go away and start from scratch, those are people's imaginations on display there.
It really is. So what we're going to try to do, and we're going to get the community involved as much as possible. But the kickoff really coincides with the Community Foundation of St. Clair County's Big Give.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the kickoff. And I think, you know, one of the great things about the Big Give is just the attention. Really, you know, there's some matching funds. It's up around $60,000. But in all reality, by the time you split that up with all the different organizations, it's not going to go that far. But I think the community involvement will bring great attention to not only this, but so many other nonprofits.
Absolutely. We're going to be there as part of the Big Give that day. That's going to be a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. So one of the things that I want to do is I'm going to get you a copy of this video because you're going to love it.
I can't wait to see it. Like I said, I have had people come up to me and say, I remember as a kid you did a TV story on this Imagination Station. It really is a unique because of not just the look of it, but the way that the whole community got involved in making it happen.
Yeah, and there are just wonderful stories. We had one at Rotary about somebody's father who had never sort of participated in community events before, and he was there every single day of that project.
That's great. Some almost 25 years ago now, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. It just doesn't seem that long ago when we talk about 1994,
no,
and I'm older than you are.
No, it seems like it should have only been about 10 years ago at the most, but it has been a while, and it's time for a redo. So next month at the Big Give, that'll be the kickoff. In the meantime, what can people who are interested in helping to rebuild rebuild the Imagination Station. Get on board.
Thank you very much for that. So what I would encourage anyone to do is get a hold of Therese Hawkins at the City of St. Clair Recreation Department. Get a hold of any Rotarian from St. Clair Rotary, or call me directly at 810-434-7598, and we'll be prepared to put you to work and get you on one of the committees to find out what everybody wants to do, or we'll put a hammer in your hand.
Maybe I'll grab a video camera and come out and do a story on it.
I love it.
Hey, all good to see you. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Paul.